Welcome to the Trinity Table, a new podcast started to encourage us to stay engaged in our faith lives by hearing sermons and devotions each week, where we highlight different voices because everyone has a seat at the table and a place to meet God wherever we are.
Our scripture today comes from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. You know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. Ministering during a pandemic that calls for folks to come and go in social isolation is as close to understanding Paul's letters as I think I could get. For the past 8 months, every person I have dug deep in faith with has been kept from me, and I from them. Though we may live just two doors down, it feels like I am stuck in Corinth while my heart is far away in Thessalonica. I miss my faith family. I miss hugging and pats on the back. I miss shaking hands when I greet someone and smiling with my whole face, not just my eyes. I miss connecting in a way that can happen so easily when we are able to practice the ministry of presence. But do you know what I love about social isolation? Phone calls. Letters in the mail. Genuinely savoring a 15-minute porch visit through a storm door with the homebound members of my faith family. When Paul wrote his letters to the Christians that he had ministered to along his missionary way, he longed to be with them. Sometimes he felt very needed and that there was a cause for rebuke, and tending the flock is much easier in person rather than by giving a correspondence course on false teaching. Sometimes he longed to be with those who were thriving in the faith that he had passed on to them, and he just wanted to be there to celebrate and to savor the fruit being born. But instead, he was faithful in the business of following God's leading, to forge on, to spread the faith throughout the world. He kept going, but he always wrote home to where his heart was. Galatia, Thessalonica, Corinth, Rome, Philippi, Colossae, Ephesus, or to Philemon, Timothy, or Titus. In this passage from 1 Thessalonians, Paul opens with a greeting as he usually does. But this time he seems to linger over it just a bit more than the others. He says, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen." It may seem like Paul was laying it on thick here, but you have to understand that Paul was longing so deeply to be with them. After Paul left Thessalonica, he was persecuted by Jews and Gentiles alike. He moved on to Beroea, where again he was harassed. So he moved on to Athens and then Corinth. It was there that Timothy met him with his report on how the Christian community at Thessalonica was doing, and it was then that he decided to write. Paul loved them, was proud of them, wanted them to thrive in their faith and not be swayed by the next itinerant pastor of a new religion, and wanted to encourage them in deepening their faith by living it out in real life with real practical application as their personal expression of Christian faith, hope, and love. Isn't that what we ministers all want for each other and for our church family? Yes, it is. So, brother and sister Christian, know that I thank God for you always. I thank God that in the midst of a pandemic, you are faithful. Faithful in your prayers. Faithful in your devotion to God. Faithful in finding new ways to create fellowship. Faithful in phone calls and cards. Faithful to your church. Your faith gives me hope, courage, and deep abiding joy. And I hope that you feel the same.